Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus who are on their way to heaven with me because of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our soon coming King, Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled and died on the cross for our sins, was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God. And to the standing between the living and the dead service family members, this is Daniel White the Third, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 207, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible, which I believe is one of the most important things a person can do in his life. The whole Bible as a single story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Deuteronomy chapter 9. Holy Father God, first, Lord, I want to praise you and thank you that for the thousands upon thousands of days that you have given me a heart and mind to read your holy word. Over 41 years now. I thank you also that, Lord, you have taught me that if I obey your holy word, I will be blessed and will find favor. Not always riches, but favor and blessings which are worth more than gold and silver. And at the same time, you have taught me that when we violate your holy word, we will suffer negative consequences. And I thank you for both lessons. So, Lord God in heaven, once again, I pray for your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to understand it and to apply it to our lives and to obey it and to lovingly share it with others and preach it to others, especially your holy gospel. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day, to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? Understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out, and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee. Speak not thou in thine heart after that the Lord thy God hath cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord doeth drive them out from before thee. Not for thy righteousness, or for the uprightness of thine heart, doest thou go to possess their land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord sware unto thy fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, understand, therefore, that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. Remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until ye came unto this place. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb ye provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry with you to have destroyed you. When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And the Lord delivered unto me 2 tables of stone written with the finger of God, and on them was written according to all of the words which the Lord spake with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the 2 tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. And the Lord said unto me, arise, get thee down quickly from hence, for thy people which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, the Lord spake unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, ye had sinned against the Lord your God, and had made you a molten calf. Ye had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you. And I took the two tables and cast them out of my two hands and break them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins which ye sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which ye had made, and burnt it with fire, and stamped it, and ground it very small, even until it was as small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of the mount. And at Taberah, and at Massa, and at Kibroth Hattava, ye provoked the Lord to wrath. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you. Then ye rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. Thus I fell down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed therefore unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember thy servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin, lest the land whence thou broughtest us out say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he hath brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out by thy mighty power and by thy stretched out arm. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, thank you for allowing us to hear directly from you the same words that were given to Moses so long ago. It is just absolutely mind-boggling. But I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for giving us the privilege to be right there with the children of Israel through your holy book, the Holy Bible. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to think on it. Help us to obey your holy word and to share it with others and to preach your holy gospel to others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and the standing between the living and the dead, service family members. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book, Morning and Evening. This is the podcast. This is episode number 468. The scripture passage that the Prince of Preachers chose for this devotional is Isaiah 45:19. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I have not unto the seed of Jacob. Rather, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Dr. Spurgeon goes on in this devotional, we may gain much solace by considering what God has not said. What he has said is inexpressibly full of comfort and delight. What he has not said is scarcely less rich in consolation. It was one of these said nots which preserved the kingdom of Israel in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. For the Lord said not that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven. 2 Kings 14:27. In our text, we have an assurance that God will answer prayer because he hath not said unto the seed of Israel, seek ye me in vain. You who write bitter things against yourselves should remember that let your doubts and fears say what they will. If God has not cut you off from mercy, there is no room for despair. Even the voice of conscience is of little weight if it be not seconded by the voice of God. What God has said, tremble at, but suffer not your vain imaginings to overwhelm you with despondency and sinful despair. Many timid persons have been vexed by the suspicion that there may be something in God's decree which shuts them out from hope. But here is a complete refutation to that troublesome fear, for no true seeker can be decreed to wrath. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I have not said even in the secret of my unsearchable decree, seek ye me in vain. God has clearly revealed that he will hear the prayer of those who call upon him, and that declaration cannot be contravened. He has so firmly, so truthfully, so righteously spoken that there can be no room for doubt. He does not reveal his mind in unintelligible words, but he speaks plainly and positively. Ask and ye shall receive. Believe, O trembler, this sure truth, that prayer must and shall be heard, and that never, even in the secrets of eternity, has the Lord said unto any living soul, seek ye me in vain. Glory be to God. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for what you have said and for what you have not said. Help us to roll with it and to grow in it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, in keeping with the spirit of the standing between the living and the dead service, and probably for as long as this plague will last, the Prime Minister of Great Britain has said things will never get back to normal. We need to get used to living with the coronavirus pandemic, which I call the plague. So I don't know. But one thing that we will do until the Lord says otherwise is read the family verses found in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6. If you do not realize that the devil is seeking to destroy your marriage and family from the get-go, and the more you're doing for the Lord, especially you, and if you are called to be a pastor or an evangelist and have some role in ministry, the devil is going to come after your marriage and family with everything he has. We have another tragic case going on right now where two families have been devastated and completely destroyed. We have a pastor who graduated from a prominent seminary with an MDiv and a DMin, and a prominent MVP, World Series champion, Chicago Cubs baseball player. Situation going on right now where the pastor started having sex with the baseball player's wife. Even though the baseball player gave $10,000 a month to the church and also gave the pastor an extra job, paying him thousands of dollars a month to oversee his nonprofit. This young man, a good Christian young man, was not only double-crossed, he was quadruple-crossed by the pastor in three ways and his so-called wife in one way. How he will ever trust a pastor or a woman again is beyond me. But why did this happen? The devil is behind it because the devil is seeking to destroy your family. He does not care how much money you have. He does not care how pretty you are. He does not care how great you are in your profession. He does not care how many degrees you have. Because the pastor, he claims to be called to be a minister and had all of the wonderful training. The woman was a Christian singer before she met her husband. So these are people who were in ministry. They're out of the ministry now, as they should be. But what happened? His family is shot. In fact, thank God, it was the pastor's wife who found the burner phones that these devilish hypocrites were using to hide the adultery they were committing behind the back of this concerned husband who was trying to save his marriage, with this pastor being the counselor and at the same time having sex with his wife. Don't worry. God made it very clear. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. And payback can be you put your word there, I'll put mine, can be a terrible thing. Reaping what you have sown is a terrible experience. Verse 10, here's what you need to fortify yourself against your family being destroyed completely. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And this is what you need to get and understand. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now let's pray for others. Let's pray for these two families. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of our Christian brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus the world over who claim that they are believers in you. Those who call themselves Christians, who name the name of Christ as their Savior, we pray for each and every one. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent, and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for all of the people who are in the ministry of government, from the president on down. In all areas of government, governors, mayors, police officers, deputies, and all people who are presidents and prime ministers and potentates and premiers, and people who are senators and representatives. We pray for their salvation. We pray that your Holy Ghost would not let them go until they repent and come to know you as Savior in a very real sense. And so that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives, for without you, there will be no peace and no order. For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. We pray also, Lord, for all of the people who have sent in prayer requests. Lord, in the thousands, please hear and answer all of our prayers for them. And Lord, hear and answer all of their prayers for themselves. And we thank you for your holy word and your promise that if we ask, we shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And Lord, we pray for a few of these prayer requests by name. We pray for Patar. Bless his ministry. We pray for Ari in India. Help him to meet all of his goals. Conduct crusades, evangelist conferences, and youth seminars. Start an English school. Arrange shelter, food, clothes, books, etc. for those who are in real need. Start Bible training center for the dedicated youth and untrained pastors. Start counseling centers for people who are in depression with AIDS, cancer, etc. Church constructions. We pray, Lord, for Sony. Heal her daughter, Shoretta, of any ailment she may have an important court case regarding their business to work in their favor. Let your will be done. And Lord, we pray for all of the people who have trusted Christ as Savior through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry. We pray for Solanli, Ekichuku, and Sylvia. Help them to stand strong in the faith and to grow in the faith. We pray for Ambani and Vera Maris. And we pray, Lord, for the people who have recommitted their lives to Christ through the preaching of your holy word, through this ministry. Help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Kranti, Italo, Stephen, Brandy, and Sarah. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. We also pray, Lord, for all of the people who need salvation all around the world. We pray for the salvation of souls in this country and around the globe where we're ministering and where others are ministering as well. And we pray for the revival of all people who name the name of Christ around the world. We pray, Lord, for the healing of the sick. Lord, if they would just have faith in you, open, Lord, their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and help them to understand first things first, that they need to believe in you, Lord Jesus, and to understand that you have the power to heal if you choose to do so. And we need to be on praying ground. Help us to do that. And Lord God in heaven, we pray for all of the people who are suffering the death of loved ones all around the globe. We pray, Lord, for a few by name, the families that have been left behind. We pray, Lord, for, I want to make sure, Lord, I prayed for Kranti, Italo, Stephen, and Brandy, and Sarah, which I believe I did, as well as and Lord, help them to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. And Lord, we pray now for those victims, those people who have been, who are suffering because family members and friends have left them through the coronavirus plague. We pray for the family and friends of Indian volleyball player, Namal Kaur. We pray for the family and friends of North Carolina father, Gordon Ballard. We pray for the family and friends of British resident, Jason Kelk. We pray for the family and friends of Texas student, Anthony Park Garcia. Holy Father God, let your will be done in all of our lives. And help us to stand strong and to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want us to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broken one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present and to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.